the KSRO kitchen. I know. Just moments ago, I was in the KSRO greenhouse.
How far away are they from each other?
Well, I'm usually out of breath by the time I get over this side of the building.
Sprint, huh?
I sprint. Well, not like I used to 37 years ago. But I make it in time with a couple seconds to spare. It's Steve Garner. It's Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. And we're delighted to be here to entice your palate to do some interesting cooking and exploration in and around Sonoma County.
You know what's interesting? It's it's summertime. It just turned summertime, and summertime is actually, I think, maybe the easiest time of year to cook, because you just go to the farmer's market or wherever you shop and pick up a few things, and you don't have to do much to them.
You really hardly even have to know how to cook.
Yeah.
Do you?
Right.
I mean, you could live on, I could almost salads the whole summer.
Yeah.
Couldn't you do?
I could.
You do?
Well, I'll reveal something. I'm writing a piece next month for the Press Democrat about tinned fish, tinned and jarred fish. And I've collected so many different ones, and they're so delicious. And so all you have to do is get some tomatoes, chop them up, put the fish on, take the fish out of the tin or the jar, a little spritz of something acidic like lemon juice or a little vinegar and something green, and that's it.
It really is that simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a photograph of some of your vast tinned fish collection in that article?
Yeah. John Burgess, who's the photographer who I work with regularly, who's great. He's so excited. He wanted to take a lot of what I had. He said, I want to start working on taking pictures of these. And I said, you got to wait.
Isn't it so interesting? Because I'm sure you grew up the way I did. And that was tinned fish meant tuna fish.
Tuna fish, yeah. Awful tuna fish.
An awful tuna fish that mom would make on a Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. There were sardines. Those are what people who couldn't afford better food would eat. Isn't this by and large what the reputation of tinned fish was?
Well, it was, but no longer, because there are all of these. They're called in Spain and Portugal conservas, and there's whole markets devoted to these things. And the thing that makes them even more exciting is not only are they delicious, but the graphics on the tins are so fantastic.
That's so funny that you started talking about this, because I wasn't going to reveal this on the air. But well, what the heck? What did I have for lunch yesterday?
Yeah, what?
I had a tin of smoked herring from Germany.
Yeah.
That was my lunch.
Yeah.
I was at the European grocery store on Santa Rosa Avenue buying some other comestibles, and I found myself in the tinned fish area. And I thought, I have not had anything to eat. I'm not going to go eat junk food. I need protein.
Yeah.
What can I get? And these just jumped out at me. And I had a little plate. I won't go into the huge detail, but I had almost 3/4 of that. It was such a great protein rush, and it was so delicious. And, of course, I didn't bother to make a salad like you would, because I needed something.
Well, you know, you don't need to.
But they were so good.
Yeah.
Delicious. Speaking of the PD,
I
noticed in my Sunday Press Democrat that a cookbook from the Press Democrat was included in the Sunday paper called Feast Favorites.
Yes.
And as I was browsing through there on Sunday, I noticed you are well represented in this book.
Yeah.
This I think they've done two or three of these.
This is the third one, that they've done. And it's a cookbook, you know, of sorts, a soft cover cookbook. And there are all kinds of people who've contributed to the paper, to the feast section of the paper over the last year. And some that I think I missed, I just didn't see them, so that were interesting.
I was surprised to see Jesse Frost in there from the bakery over in Forestville.
Uh-huh.
She has her pear brandy walnut cake in there. And I know that's one of your favorite stops when you're over in West County.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And along with you, and of course, Jennifer Growl, the editor of the food section of the PD, John Ash is there. And Ryan Ramey, some of these names I'm not familiar with.
Me too.
And Michelle Anna Jordan, of course, from the PD. But a very nice cross-section. So if you get the PD, make sure you pick up.
And if you don't, you don't have to subscribe to the PD. You can also buy it separately if you want to do this.
I don't know whether anybody has wished you this yet. But if not, let me be the first to wish you and our listeners Happy National Catfish Day.
Oh, that's right.
Now, it's, I can see people now going, catfish? What are they talking about catfish for? I think you and I, growing up in the Midwest and the South, grew up on catfish.
Yeah.
I think for those that grew up on the West Coast, by and large, unless you're a sports fisher person, you probably may not have been exposed to much catfish growing up. Or is that not true? Or maybe in the Delta?
Yeah. Except they've been farming catfish for years and years and years now. So it's widely available in fish markets. But you're right, not so much on the West Coast. But if you go to the Midwest, the South, catfish is a real staple there.
It's a big business. Yeah. Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas. Yeah.
Mississippi.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of acres of catfish farms. And I know that... I remember a great story you told on the show years ago when you were at a very fancy seafood soiree down in Monterey or something like that.
Yeah, with a lot cooking of, for solutions.
Yes, with a lot of very high-profile chefs. And each of the chefs was assigned randomly a fish, which they would be required to create something with. And you pulled catfish.
Yeah.
And you said one or two of your other chefs said, oh, tough luck, John.
Yeah.
And you said, what do you mean, tough luck? You were thrilled to get catfish.
I was. It is especially farmed catfish. So this is one that farming is a good thing with. Catfish caught in the wild sometimes can, because they're bottom fish, can sometimes be a little muddy tasting and all of that kind of stuff. But catfish that's farmed, they're farmed in these big ponds that are lined in concrete, and so they don't have any of that muddiness associated with them. And it's one of the most delicious fish, in part, well, I don't need to tell you, but in part because it's so gentle in flavor. It's kind of a blank canvas. You can do anything with it, and it's really good. And we don't see it very often, except I think you buy it there too. I do. Is at Costco.
That's right. Right. They don't have it all the time, but when they do, it's as good, if not better, than any you'll get in any market.
Yeah.
It's not treated. It's a beautiful fillets.
Yeah.
And they freeze very well, too.
Yes, they do.
So it's very versatile.
Yeah.
I know that they're versatile because I tested one of the recipes from one of your recent endeavors called Classic Southern Fried Catfish.
Oh.
Remember when I did that?
Yeah, I do.
It's been a while back.
Yeah, that was for my new book.
Yes, and I got reimbursed for the ingredients, too. it's your classic catfish preparation. Yeah. Buttermilk, skin catfish fillets. You use both yellow white cornmeal and all-purpose flour, both of them. And a little bit of, I think you have egg in there, don't you? Oh, no, wait. I don't think you do use egg in there. No, buttermilk, hot sauce, catfish, flour, salt. No, you don't. Garlic, pepper. So the buttermilk, hot sauce together. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
I loved this recipe so much. I didn't suggest any changes at all to it.
Yeah, I know. Which is great, because usually you're brutal.
Well, sometimes. But this one, you nailed it. This is your classic fried catfish. There was another one I ran across of yours from a while back that was pan-fried catfish. Same basic preparation with tomatillo and avocado salsa, which I've not tried.
Yeah.
I don't think of pairing my catfish with avocado.
Well, but it's so neutral in flavor that a little salsa or a little aioli or something like that is a wonderful addition to it.
I went back in some of our past guests and I ran across an interview we did with Hank Shaw, the great fisher person and hunter from Sacramento. We talked to him when he came out with his new book, Hook, Line, and Supper. Pretty funny, a couple years ago. And he did a great recipe that actually talked about on the show for blackened catfish with the mock shoe, the corn relish. And he's a big fan of catfish. I knew I liked we liked him right away.
And
he talked about the history of blackening fish and Paul Prudhomme in 1980 and redfish, and then it became red snapper. And he said, the catfish takes very well to blackening also. You get that sizzling, ripping hot skillet. Make sure that your exhaust system works and your windows open. But that was another one that's fun, too. And then finally, and this was funny, I kind of did a search on where we, for at least me, when I first heard about the Vietnamese preparation of catfish mm-hmm. in the clay pot. Mm-hmm. And I went back on our shows, and I think this was the first time that I had ever heard it mentioned. And that was when we had My Farm on mm-hmm. from Lemongrass, mm-hmm. the in restaurant in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And I looked back on our archives. It was 1996
wow.
that May was on the show. And that was for her book, The Best in Vietnamese and Thai Cooking. That was the first time, I have to admit, mm-hmm. my limited worldview, of thinking about catfish being used in other cuisines. Mm-hmm. And this is a staple in Vietnamese cuisine.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I knew it back then, but then it became the rage when Charles Phan mm-hmm. from Slanted Door in San Francisco, mm-hmm. it became one of his 10 greatest of all time recipes mm-hmm. at his restaurant. And that, didn't that seem to you to really kick it into high gear as far as a lot of public acceptance exposure?
Because his restaurant became so popular, it gave it cred, you know, that, maybe catfish is okay after all.
Because really before it was, why would you use that?
It's poor people's food.
Poor people's food.
Yeah.
Well, it's delicious food mm-hmm. in the clay pot. Well, you've had that dish probably mm-hmm. at his restaurant with the caramel sauce. Mm-hmm. And that's what set it apart. But I don't think anybody had had a kind of a fish sauce, caramel sauce mm-hmm. combination until at least he popularized
which is a classic preparation in that part of the world.
And you've made that dish mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do. People should get out there and explore catfish today. And I also noticed it's also National Praline Day. And I thought, do they lump Southern style foods together on one national observance?
I don't know who chooses
these. But I like them, that they chose those two together. Because after there's, as you talk about, bridge ingredients, you have the brown sugar in the catfish clay pot, and then you move on to the brown sugar in the pralines. Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of theme.
Cook it and make a caramel out of it, darken it, and it takes on just a whole different flavor.
So celebrate and observe one or both of these great observances today. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will be... Well, actually, I'm meeting them for the first time, and you know these people. They're behind a new restaurant that has been eagerly anticipated that's going to be opening in Healdsburg, I understand, this coming week, and we have the first look of anybody around it, but at the menu and what's going to be happening. It's going to, I think, really...
And we'll talk about it. They took over a space that...
Much beloved.
That everybody really loves. So it's nice that there are good food vibes still existing there.
What is it? Find out after this. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with Steve Garner and Chef John Ash.
Live and local from our studios in Santa Rosa. Listen for Sonoma County's morning news weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. 96.9 and 103.5 KSRO.
Hi, Sonoma County. Spring has sprung and Hook and Ladder Winery is in full swing. From first Friday of the month concerts to the perfect afternoon of sipping wine while looking out of the vineyard, we have you covered. Our new release Hook and Ladder 2022 Rosé of Pinot Noir is the embodiment of the beautiful change in weather, bringing a fresh and vibrant strawberry-laced palate and sizzling acidity to every glass. Hook and Ladder's garden area is the perfect place for locals to come and unwind or bring out-of-town guests for the weekend. And we are the one-stop shop for any wine needs for your warm weather celebrations. So come on by the tasting room at Hook and Ladder Winery. We are open Wednesday through Monday from 11 to 5, and walk-in tastings are always welcome. So visit hookandladderwinery.com for more information or to schedule your next visit. Remember, love life, drink wine, whatever the occasion, Hook and Ladder Winery.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. Experience the best of Sonoma County with deep discounts from MySonomaDeals.com. New deals pop up often. Sign up on our MySonomaDeals website to receive alerts about upcoming local deals. From staycation accommodations to restaurant gift cards to car wash vouchers, you can choose to receive emails or text alerts. If you are a business and recognize that this no-cost marketing campaign with vast media exposure would be beneficial to you, contact us at SonomaMediaGroup.com and click on Advertise.
Don't let mosquitoes take over your backyard. Dump out any standing water around your property in plant saucers, buckets, discarded tires, or wheelbarrows.
Mosquitoes need very little water to complete their life cycle, going from egg to adult in less than a week. By preventing mosquito larvae from maturing, you'll help reduce the number of flying, biting adult mosquitoes.
For more info or to report a mosquito problem, contact the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District at 707-285-2200 or online at msmosquito.org.
Simmer Claw Bar is a unique dining experience blending the bold flavors of Cajun cuisine with the delicate and aromatic flavors of Vietnamese cuisine. The result is a mouth-watering fusion of two distinct culinary traditions, bringing together the best of both worlds. Simmer Claw Bar offers a variety of seafood boils infused with the flavorful spices of Louisiana, while also incorporating Vietnamese herbs and aromatics to add a fresh and unique twist. Try it for yourself at Simmer Claw Bar. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 37th year in the kitchen. We've never left in 37 years.
Yeah, remarkable. Even during COVID.
No, even COVID. We were here in the kitchen.
Yeah, waiting for people to come in.
We are delighted to welcome a couple folks to the KSRO kitchen today in anticipation of the opening of a restaurant that's really a long time coming. After the closing of a beloved restaurant a couple of years ago, the name of the new restaurant is Molti Amici, and it says underneath her handmade pastas, pizzas, cocktails, and bocce. And Johnny Barr, what a great name. Will you ask, is that your real name?
That is my real name. I get asked that quite often, but let's talk about 37 years. That's quite a testament. So congratulations.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. You have not traveled too far from where you spent the last several years in Healdsburg to the new place.
No, just right around the corner. and fortunately, I live two blocks up the street.
Oh, great.
So I don't have that large of a commute. I'm quite spoiled.
So, and where were you before? Fill us in.
I was in New York City. So I was in Lower East Side of Manhattan, where I was the general manager at a restaurant called Contra. It was a five-course tasting menu at $55. When we first opened, and then it transitioned to a $67 seven-course tasting menu, where it went on to receive its first Michelin star, I believe, in 2016.
Well, so this is not what we're going to talk about today, but I have to ask this question. What do you think about tasting menus in the current environment?
I think tasting menus are quite special. Obviously, over the last 10 years, they've taken off. But I think if done right and thoughtfully thought out as far as presentation, flavor profile, and at a reasonable price, I think they have their place in this world.
Well, you just said the important thing, at a reasonable price, because a lot of them are sort of breathtakingly expensive, you know, kind of... keeps a lot of us from going.
They do tend to fetch a higher price point, but I think those are the memorable experiences that you save up for your anniversary, special occasions. And when you're doing that and you're putting that money out, like you're going to a restaurant, the restaurants that do it best really embrace that, rather than, you know, you're not necessarily should be paying for the most expensive ingredients, but it should be the total package of the
ingredients,
how it makes you feel. Because at the end of the day, if you're just throwing money at an experience and you're just eating food and the service is cold, the environment is cold, that you weren't made to feel that it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I think that's where you can lose yourself in higher price point restaurants. But the ones that I've worked for always hit the mark and made the guest experience feel so special. And that's, you know, one of the things that my partner and I loved about, you know, fine dining, the romance and the curation of the guest experience and how special you can make it.
Molti Amici, what's the history of that building?
So as we all know, it was a beloved restaurant. My partner and I would go there 3 to 4 times a week. Not just out of
convenience. And you can name that restaurant.
It was formerly known as Campofina.
Campofina.
We've frequent there so often, and it was such a special place for us. And so, like many others in the community, when it closed, it was heartbreaking. But you know, for us, like Molti Amici is going to be a place of community. The name Many Friends. Some Italians will say that it loosely translates. Some will say that it translates completely. But we like to say it's a play on words, and we don't take ourselves too serious with it. But we really want to, you know, when we came to this community in Healdsburg, it wasn't just about one restaurant. It was about the community in Healdsburg, which made it so special for us to live there, especially coming from a big city almost 10 years ago. The community really embraced us, and we embraced the community. So to be able to open a restaurant that is approachable on a casual aspect, to welcome our friends in from restaurant workers, agricultural workers, wine people that are in the wine industry. We have so many friends. That's just a place that we want to have as a hub to
talk a little bit about the menu and kind of how it's Italian.
We say it's inspired by the Italian cuisine, but really embracing the rich agriculture of California. I think that's what draws a lot of chefs and hospitality professionals here these days. And Chef, you know, that's why you've been here. It's definitely inspired by Italian cuisine, but embracing the rich agriculture of this area. It's going to be handmade pastas, pizzas. There will be some large format items that will be roasted in the wood fired oven. So, on the menu at all times, we'll always have 3 white pizzas, 3 red pizzas, a green pizza. That you can always find something that is approachable and friendly, and classic, and sometimes like diving into the culinary roots of our executive chef, Chef Sean, where you might see a pizza with sweetbreads and salt and
poco. Oh, wow.
I have to say something. There's a person who has been slavishly working only 2 right. feet away from me.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Danielle Peters, our bar director.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Danielle, you're making cocktails to order. We didn't even have an order a cocktail yet.
Indeed, it's a great way to start.
You knew, you divined what we would like to drink this morning.
So it is interesting watching you because, you know, I'm a pretty lame cocktail maker. Put some sparkling water in there, and a little orange juice or something, you're good to go. But you have all of these magical elixirs and things like that I guess you make, huh?
We try and make most things in-house. It's kind of to piggyback off of what Johnny was saying, you know, making sure we're taking full advantage of, you know, the bounty that Sonoma County has, and making sure that the cocktail program really, really highlights the food and the desserts and everything we're offering.
So cocktails have become really hot. I mean, there's more talk, it seems, now in the trade about cocktails than there is about wine.
Again, I mean, we do have so many purveyors in the area, distillers, farms, ranches. And so it's just kind of, I think, naturally how it progressed. And so it's definitely sort of a playground for people that enjoy making cocktails and trying to stay sort of ahead of the market and all the trends and everything that's coming around.
We should officially introduce you. And that's Danielle Peters, and you're the beverage director for MultiMHE,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
What did you do around Sonoma County? Didn't you have some kind of cocktail business before?
I had the opportunity to manage a concept with my wife and my brother in Petaluma, and we've also helped consult on a couple projects as well. So we've been able to have our hand in a lot of really wonderful projects.
So you're
projects.
Familiar with Sonoma County, certainly.
Yeah, been here for about 14 years.
Okay,
yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the beverage. You've really pared it down. I don't have to spend 15 minutes trying to decide what to get. No, I like this. A streamlined menu, I think, is really smart to open up this way. You've really carefully, like, I can order any of these beers and would be very happy.
Right.
Now, I never have seen a list that said no ABV on it. Now, that might be a little geek talk.
What is it?
Yeah, so no alcohol by volume. So really just trying to make the whole menu very accessible. You know, like you said, you know, all the beers are really accessible. We have a range, but it is really curated. But also sort of making sure that people enjoy items that don't necessarily have alcohol in them.
So there's no ABV, there's no alcohol in any
correct.
Of these drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's four of these, and then there's four or five beers, and then wine by the glass.
And then some cocktails.
And some cocktails. I like it. And you're only serving Italian bubbles at this point, right? That's
point.
Okay, though. And you don't need to apologize for that. That's cool.
Yeah, at this point, we're going to open with a small but mighty list. It'll eventually grow. We wanted to have things that were approachable. And it's going to change as often as we can on the wine list.
So did you select these? Did you do the whole list? Both you and Johnny did it together. Because,
yeah.
Johnny, you have a wine background, don't you?
I do. I'm a certified sommelier, but I rarely stretch that muscle. I've got to be able to do that with this project. I also have help from a wonderful colleague who's in the industry as well, who's just passed her master sommelier theory, Morgan Gray. She's always there as a sounding board for me when I'm like, hey, what do you think of this producer? And I was like, I'm a big fan of it. And she'll be like, I agree. You know, this is a really collaborative effort. And then Danielle is always there to, you know, lend a ear, lend a helping hand when it comes to selections.
So most of these producers, I don't know, but the thing that's interesting, I'm talking about wines here, that there are no California wines. You're not pandering to your local neighbors, is that?
Well, there's a couple. It looks like the Bloodroot Rosé of Pinot Noir, Sonoma County, and then the Leo Steen.
Yeah, there's Leo Steen on there.
Couple.
Oh, there are.
There's one of my favorite Pinot Noir producers. Their second label, SEP. By Pei Vineyards is on there as well. Bloodroot produces an amazing rosé, and then same with Leo Steen. They're all within walking distance places that, well,
nice.
Pei's not, but Leo Steen and Bloodroot are all within walking distance, and it's just, you know, highlighting the community, and again, this list is going to grow, and it's going to be ever-changing. And
you know, my hope would be that it doesn't grow too much. Because I think there's nothing worse than going to a place that has too many choices to make, and especially choices that are unknown to most of us.
We're going to take a break at that point. Be right back with Johnny Barr, the founder of MultiMHE, a new restaurant in the square in Healdsburg that's going to open the first week of July. And we're joined in the studio by Danielle Peters, who is the beverage director, and she's whipping up some cocktails for John Ash and me And we'll get into the menu a little more in depth as far as the small plates and some of the food when we come back. And also we'll find out what Danielle is creating in the background.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS 3029, and Georgia Dare, NMLS 245370. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval.
Since 1987, Superior Seamless Gutters has provided the highest quality, seamless rain gutter systems in the industry. Only the best at an affordable price. Gutters, downspouts, leak protection. Superior Seamless does it all. Superior materials, superior customer service, and professional, highly qualified installers make Superior Seamless Gutters the obvious choice. Free, honest estimates, and a superior lifetime warranty. See what your neighbors are saying about Superior Seamless Gutters on Nextdoor and Yelp. Online at superiorseamless.com.
North Bay Real Estate is ever-changing and is a leading indicator of our community's economic health. To keep up with the latest on everything real estate, from inspections to mortgages, pricing trends, and availability, tune in each Sunday morning from 9 to 10 to the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, the longest-running real estate show in the North Bay. For more information and podcasts, go to KSRO.com and search the Real Estate Hour.
It's the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, Wednesday, June 21st through Sunday the 25th.
The live music is huge and includes Pride and Joy, Switchfoot, chart-topping country artist Randy Houser, multi-platinum artist Gavin DeGraw, and Sunday Fiesta Latina.
Get close to the artist with a pit pass for just $25.
Your fair ticket includes unlimited carnival rides and all the attractions.
The Sonoma Marin Fair, June 21st through the 25th in Petaluma.
Info and tickets at sonoma-marinfair.org.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
I'm KSRO's Dale Trucios with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Mostly sunny for today, high of 72, 58 along the coast. Light wind speeds in the inland areas, but up to 20-mile-an-hour gusts on the shores. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 51 degrees. Mid-70s then for tomorrow with sunny skies, 60 in Bodega Bay. And high 70s expected for Monday and Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the band quiet down in the background because we need to observe a moment of silence. Danielle, you're on.
What was that?
It's my gym membership.
So what is the first cocktail that you'll be presenting?
So this one's called the Capriccio.
Capriccio. Let me look at my cheat sheet here. Oh, that's gin.
Yes.
That's aquavit.
Yes.
That's tomato, lemon, caperberry, and S&P bitters.
Yes.
Well, I like the sound of all those items.
So this is sort of our nod to whimsy. So Capriccio in Italian is sort of speaks to unusual combinations, things sort of outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
something kind of whimsical. So just kind of wanted to create something a little more savory, but really light.
Do you know,
really
out of 37 years, no one has ever prepared cocktails on this show.
No.
We've had about 2,000 bottles of wine and beer, but never a cocktail.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's our honor.
So is this kind of a, I'm going to say something and you're going to throw that at me.
Not at all.
Is this Bloody Mary territory?
So you're going to definitely pick up those notes, but you're going to taste a little bit more of what a tomato leaf tastes like.
Ooh.
So way more subtle. And what we do is blend organic heirloom tomatoes, and then we strain off all the liquid. So it's actually clear and really light bodied.
Mm. Wow.
So tomato water.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it tomato essence.
Exactly.
I think you can get another buck or two.
There you go.
Well,
still
and beautiful.
Have time to reprint.
Wow, what glassware. This faceted glassware is beautiful. And there's a caperberry floating in there, too.
There is a caperberry.
Oh, that's so cool.
A little brine for you.
And there's a sprinkle on top of this beautiful cube. What is that sprinkle?
So that's tomato powder.
Ah.
So take the strained off portion and then dehydrate it and blend it.
Okay.
This is sensational. Wow.
This is the cocktail for me that... changed the beverage program direction. So Danielle came highly recommended from multiple sources.
This is really
good. I never tried one of her cocktails because our original cocktail program was just gonna feature classic cocktails and keep things very simple. Then we had a little event and I saw this cocktail and I was like, I have to try it. And then one of our dear friends was there as well. And she was like, you have to try this cocktail. So I remember the first drink and I was like, okay, we need to talk. This cocktail program has to change. My initial you have the ball, run with it. So we're very excited to showcase this.
And I like your ice cubes.
Thank you.
Those are some beautiful ice cubes.
Another local company, Abstract Ice out of Petaluma.
Abstract Ice, not familiar with it. Well, we'll do an ice show sometime.
We should.
Because that's a big topic, isn't it? The world of ice.
Yeah.
So talk about the menu. Did Sean put this menu together with you, Johnny?
This is Chef Sean, along with his wife, Melissa, doing pastry, and then our chef de cuisine, Matthew Cargo, who is a pizza savant, put this menu together. I think when we were looking at doing this menu, it was, looking at simplicity in its finest form, something where you didn't have to spend 10-15 minutes reading a menu. You could look, it was very straightforward. We also wanted to, bring a little fun to the menu. And I think that's one of the interesting parts is where the crudos land. We'll be sourcing fish from Japan, much like we did when we worked together at Single Thread. But bringing some interesting flavors and again, keeping it very simple with just a few ingredients. My biggest thing was I love pizza. I'm a native New Yorker. There's so many different types of pizzas, and people can get in their debates of what their favorite style of it. Detroit, if it's Chicago deep dish, New York by the slice, Neapolitan. I've always fell in love. I've always loved Neapolitan style, the big puffy crust, the charred, the Maillard flavors that you got. So when Matthew Cargo cooked his first pizza out of that oven, I was nearly in tears.
Hold on, let's just wait for a second and visualize you almost in tears. But you were so overwhelmed because of your love of pizza.
Not only for my love of pizza
and the artistry involved in making.
Yeah, I mean there's definitely the art form and pizza. And originally when we thought of the menu, being a purist when it came to Napoli style pizza, was like, oh, we're not going to cut the pizza. We're not going to cut the pizza. It's just going to come. You're going to eat it with a fork and knife because in America, we eat the pizza from the center as a slice, and we rarely pay attention to the crust, and the crust is
the star.
It's usually left behind, and you can't really get the flavor of the dough. But I think when guests come in to eat the pizza, they're going to see this high rise on the crust, and you're going to see the aeration within the dough, the fermentation process. It's a 3-day fermentation process, and the flavor of the dough. You really get to pay homage then to the pizza itself and not what's on the toppings.
So do you fold your pizza when you eat it?
I do not.
Okay, we're going to take a break right there. You heard it. He does not, and he's from New York. Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the kitchen. We're going to switch out one of the cocktails because I think, Danielle, you have another cocktail waiting in the wings. It's the opening, the first week of July. Put it on your calendar. Molti Amici. It's right on the square in downtown Healdsburg. It's going to be busting out all over.
Healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy are all at the market. Spring brings fresh salad greens and avocados, cherries, strawberries, fanciful dates, and plant starts. Shop the market's creative local artisans. There are fresh made pastries, including gluten-free baked goods that are still warm. Enjoy coffee, breakfast, or lunch from the market's variety of prepared food. Try the delicious sweet and savory real French crepes made to order. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, open Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You're at the supermarket, and ding! The shopping cart hits your car and leaves a noticeable dent. You arrive home from a long day, and when you get out of your car, there's a dent in your bumper. How did that happen? If you own a vehicle, this will happen. Now what? Is it really worth filing an insurance claim? If not, how much will it cost? How long will it take? Stop. Healdsburg Collision Center's In-N-Out one-day possible paintless dent and bumper repair is your answer. Less hassle, less money, and your baby could be back to normal. So before you say, well, it's just a little dent, it's not worth repairing, or it'll be too costly and take too much time, bring your vehicle to Healdsburg Collision Center and your problem will be solved. Healdsburg Collision Center's In-N-Out one-day possible paintless dent and bumper repair is your answer. Less hassle, less money, and your baby could be back to normal. Call 431-2993. We fix it right and get you home.
We'll fix it right and get you home.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
The 4th of July is an important holiday for all Americans. Hi, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. For some husbands, however, in troubled marriages, holidays are marked more by hardship than harmony. If you're such a guy and considering divorce, know all your options, including alternatives to divorce. We advise, we advocate, and when necessary, we litigate.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's California area attorneys. 3 East 3rd Avenue, Suite 200, San Mateo, California, 94401.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
John Ash, Steve Garner, enjoying our time together with Johnny Barr and Danielle Peters from Molti Amici, the new restaurant to be open in Healdsburg in the next first week of July. So, Danielle, you've brought us another exquisite cocktail. Describe this, would you?
So this one's our Amari and Friends. So kind of what you were saying earlier about low ABV, how that's kind of becoming more popular. Low ABV as well. So we wanted to lean into that. And so much of Italian culture, they, you know, they enjoy their afternoon vermouth or spritz. So this is kind of leaning into that. So it's a low alcohol cocktail with a lot of flavor, though.
So would you talk about, there are a couple of the ingredients and I've never heard of.
Yeah. So I always try and introduce familiar things in cocktails, so you can sort of pinpoint a flavor. So in this one, we have apricot, but then there's also things like Alchemy's and Braulio.
And what are those?
Yeah, so Italian, so Braulio is an Amaro, an Alpine Amaro, so you're going to get a lot of like that earthy, a little bit of like menthol. It's going to add a little like pop to it, sort of that savory note.
Is it consumed on its own as an aperitif?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So used as a digestif after a big meal. And then the Alchemy's is another Italian liqueur. Medici actually loved this, oddly enough. But it's going to bring in sort of that warm spice. So cinnamon, clove, and then a little bit of vanilla and rose, oddly enough. So that really makes there's Carpano Bianco, which is a Bianco vermouth, and the apricot. So all those sort of play off each other. Yeah.
There is this pleasant bitterness to it that is great.
Right at the end, that nice little like mouth tension, little pucker.
Well, it's a fabulous cocktail. You mentioned the pizzas, you mentioned the crudos, the small plates, the fish plates, the bar, and then there's a very short to the point vegetable section, which is, I like that. And then the house-made pasta. Is Sean in charge of the pastas at the restaurant?
Sean and Matthew Cargo, it's a collaborative effort there. The pasta that they're putting out is just fantastic. From being filled pastas or extruded, I think guests are going to get a wide variety of pastas, and the amount of dyes that we have for our extruder will always be changing up shapes and flavors again with the season.
You're
a big pasta fan.
So the thing that's amazing are prices. You know, I would have thought you'd be really expensive, and you're not. You know, I'm looking at the pastas, which are all in the $20 range, you know, which is what everybody charges. You could charge more. Raise your prices.
Not yet.
I think when you look at it, Massimo Bottura wrote the book, Flour is Gold, Bread is Gold. I'm blanking on the name, but also at the end of the day, it's flour and water is your base ingredient. Of course, there'll be ingredients where we'll incorporate truffle, but I think approachability is the key here, and not trying to gouge our guest for dollars.
Mm-hmm. I may not even get down to the pastas because my eyes stopped at the risotto, the porcini risotto. Mm-hmm. I'll probably stop right there and get that first.
There's going to be a little change. I know Chef John Ash was talking about gnocchi. That dish will change on our opening menu. It'll be gnocchi and porcini.
Yummy. I'll be there.
Talk about the dessert before we run out of time. And the dessert.
So keeping, again, simplicity and classics always in mind. Melissa is an amazing pastry chef, as we all know. She is also an amazing work wife and mother. But when she came to me and she's like, what is the one dessert that you would want on the menu? I said, tiramisu. And it's only fitting that we're giving you cocktails and then we're having a dessert with booze in it too. But again, just keeping it simple, classic shape of a ladyfinger. It's a milk sponge cake that's soaked in espresso, black oak espresso. It's also soaked with creme de mocha, rum, some sherry. Then it has a mascarpone mousse, and then it's just dusted with a little bit of cocoa powder.
Mm. It's beautiful.
It's like a still life.
Yeah.
It's just exquisite.
Yeah, we'll hold that up so everybody can see.
And just a little side note, again, speaking to friends, our dear friend, who was a colleague of mine, Hannah Allen, whose father has Allen Land Design, I apologize, made this beautiful plate. And it's just one of, we have five of them within the restaurant. So we wanted to bring that by and just show you a little bit.
So nobody better drop one.
I've already dropped one.
Oh, you did. And what is she having several other desserts on the menu at this point?
Yeah, she those desserts are going to change just like the menu would change. There's a panna cotta with labneh yogurt, market berries.
Well, that's plenty right there.
Mm-hmm.
But this will always be on the menu.
This tiramisu will always be on the menu. It's
so
a
maybe
favorite.
I should pass this over to you to take a little bite.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
So then you can pass it over. It's just beautiful. Well, Danielle, thank you for coming in and showing off some of your cocktail specialties.
Thank you for having me.
They're just gorgeous. Oh, beautiful
so
and
much.
Delicious.
And you're the first. It's amazing.
Yeah, I feel
the first cocktail.
Very
yeah, isn't it remarkable that we've never done any cocktails?
Well,
on the show?
I think it talks to also.
As you said.
That cocktails have become so hip.
The ascendance of cocktails in the world of entertaining and going out to dinner. Instead of ordering wine, a lot of people are ordering those cocktails.
Part of the full experience, right?
Well, I think you've finally weaned me off my Manhattan because I've been a Boulevardier or a Manhattan guy for years.
I have a cocktail for you then.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to be up to see you. Johnny, thanks so much for coming in today. I know you're very busy this last week before the launch, the 1st of July. So thanks for making time to come into the show today.
Stephen, John, thank you so much.
So how do people get in touch with you? Because, you know, probably it's going to be important to make reservations.
So reservations will be through Resy.
Uh-huh.
They're an amazing partner and a supporter of restaurants. But you can also email us at info@multiamici.com.
Okay.
We are accepting reservations up to 4, anything larger than 4. Please reach out to info@multiamici.com.
Okay. Multiamici. Onward and upward. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
John Ash, we'll see you next week on July 1st for tacos.
That's right.
Okay.
The
Windsor
Taco Fest.
You were a judge last year. We're going to sample tacos on the show.
And I had lots of ideas.
Oh, Johnny and Danielle are coming back.
Okay.
Next week. Following the news, it's Clark Wolf at the table. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Gardner.
Talk and commentary here. Guy Benson early afternoons, Joe Pags afternoons 3 to 6, and Jimmy Failla evenings 6 to 9 on KSRO.
How many times has it happened? You know, you're driving along and then all of a sudden you hear it. Ping, ping. Rock chips on the window. Rock chips on the bumper and dash. No matter how hard you try to keep your car nice, eventually we all get dinged. Don't let the dings get you down. Call Healdsburg Collision Center. In most cases, dings, dents, cracked windshield, and all damage caused by rocks on the road are covered by your insurance. And with Healdsburg Collision, it might not cost you anything out of your own pocket. And when it comes to dents, ask about Healdsburg Collision's easy dentless paint repair. In some cases, in and out in one day with no hassle, quick and easy. So the next time you hear that ping, ping, ping hitting your car, don't let the rock chips of life put a ding in your car or in your happiness. Call Healdsburg Collision Center. Call 431-2993. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We'll fix it right and get you home.
Whoa. Welcome, Michael.
Where exactly am I?
What is the last thing you remember?
I was at a party with my friends at some guy's house. I don't even know his name. And this girl gave me a drink.
Where do you think you are now?
Is this heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me I'm dead?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know that drink? It was laced with fentanyl.
No way. I had a test strip. I checked it.
Those test strips, they're not as accurate as you think they are.
And my friends had Narcan.